Council member Glenn Wright told us the council will further deliberate on the appeal in a closed session next week.
We're still thinking about it. We had a closed session after our open discussions yesterday, and we're going to meet at least one more time in closed before we make a decision.
Okay, because you did go into closed session after everybody had
Correct.
Left, and we didn't know if you had gone back into open session.
No, we figured if people had been there long enough.
On Wednesday, the council heard from attorney Joe Rona, representing two of the appellants, Bruce Baird, representing the Colby applicants, and Deputy County Attorney Dave Thomas for the Snyderville Planning Commission, which voted for the application. Afterward, they were joined by Roger Armstrong, the only attorney on council, in an extensive discussion on the meanings and definitions of the county's and Utah's land use law. Wright said they loaded up on information.
We're not accepting any more verbal or written arguments. We've gotten probably more information than we ever wanted to have, and we've sifted through it, and like I said, we'll have one more closed session and we'll make our decision.
Before the hearing even started, though, Armstrong made a disclosure in case it might be considered by any of the parties a conflict of interest.
Inadvertently, his wife Beth had retained Joe Rona literally a couple of hours before our meeting in the late in the previous day. And Roger didn't even find out about it until noon, and it's nothing that he has anything to do with.
But it's up to the applicant's attorney to decide whether or not?
They can ask for recusal, but the individual member of the council has to decide, or the council can decide whether the council member needs to recuse themselves. And we kind of made that decision after listening to Roger's story.
County Council member Glenn Wright. For KPCW, I'm Rick Broth.